Evening. I decided to talk about something I actually know about tonight. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about welding. I'm going to start with my basic day. Every day, when I get to work, I get my gear out first thing. And then we have a meeting, but that's not important. I get my gear out, put my gear on, make sure my computer and welder are connected, put my gear on, weld the first part for the day. Give it to my partner to finish and repeat the process 13 to 19 times. For a total of somewhere in between 3,374 to 4,820 welds per day. Generally, it's a very hot, uncomfortable, dirty, and sweaty job. It can be dangerous depending on what you're working with, who you're working with, where you're working, and if you have a tendency to catch yourself on fire. Like I have 3 or 4 times. At the end of the day, you're tired, you're sweaty, and you just want to go sit down and cool off. 3 years, I've welded the same part for John Deere every day. More than one. No, not the same. But the same, I weld the exact same 241 welds 14 to 20 times per day. The definition of welding is to join together metal pieces or parts by heating the surfaces to the point of melting, using a blowtorch, electric arc, or other means until uniting them by the pressing together or hammering or melting the metal together. The second definition is to cause, to combine, and form a harmonious or effective whole. In order to weld, you need to have 2 pieces of metal. You can't weld 1 piece of metal to itself. It doesn't work that way. You have to have 2 pieces of metal, preferably touching, but they don't have to be. Both parts must be clean. Your welder needs to be set to the correct heat or amperage, and you need to have the weld gun in the correct position to lay a good bead. To weld us to God, you must have 2 pieces. God must be willing to be welded to us, and we must be willing to be connected to Him. God is willing. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God loves us. God loved us enough that He sent His Son to die for us. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son. But in order to weld 2 pieces together, they must not only be willing to be joined together, but they must be drawn together. I can't hold, I give a piece of metal to Derek, and I hold one over here, and hope to bridge that gap, because it's not going to happen. They must be more than willing, they must be drawn together. Turn to Hebrews 10 and 22.
Oh,
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near with a true heart. We need to draw near to God. Turn to James 4 and 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. If we make a point to draw close to Him, He will draw close to us. The two pieces will come together. The easiest way to get a smooth bead, the two pieces need to fit together right. If they don't fit together right, it's going to be a pain in the butt. You get one piece that overlaps, and you're going to burn something off, and it's not going to be pretty. But is God going to conform to us? No. We need to conform to Him. He cannot change to match us. We have sin. We need to try to be more like Him. Romans 8 and 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. God conforms us to Him. We are made to match Him. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If we conform to the things of the world, we won't match Him. We won't fit well. And the joint won't be nice. I remember in weld school, one of the hardest things to learn was they teach us how to weld this square tubing that we use in the mainframes. But they teach you how to, it's got a radius on the edge, so it doesn't butt up clean. You butt one square tube. One square tube has a rounded edge, and the other one is flat. And generally the gap is bigger, but they want that to be smooth. That was one of the hardest things to learn in weld school. You have to learn how to fill that gap. When we conform to the ways of the world, we create a gap. We need to conform to Him so that we fit well. In welding, it's important that the parts be clean. Rusty parts, all right. Dirty parts, that's... if they're covered in dirt, it's a little bit of a problem. If you use dirty parts, it greatly increases your chances for weld defects. The main problem you run into is porosity. Porosity is when air, other than weld gas or impurities from dirty metal in the weld joint, bubble to the surface. And what it looks like is holes that come all the way from the root of the weld all the way to the surface, and the weld just looks like a big old piece of Swiss cheese. It's weak. And you take a piece of metal and you drill a line of holes in it, you can just bend it. It's not strong. If it's whole, good luck. A weld full of porosity still connects the two parts, but it can be easily broken. It will not hold up to stress. God is already clean. We are the dirty parts. When we aren't clean, our bond with God is weak. We are impure and easily break apart from Him. Okay, Acts 2 and 38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God makes us clean. But we have to do part of it. Back to Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Is that right? Yeah. Cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. It's not hard to become dirty. In fact, most of the time it's harder to keep clean. Without clean parts, the weld will not hold. And that definition of welding, the pieces are joined together by heating the surfaces to the point of melding using a blowtorch, electric arc, or other means. What is that? A blowtorch, an electric arc. Power. If I were to go to work and I counted them, I've trained I don't know how many people, 36 parts. I have 36 different parts that I clamp into the fixture every time I weld a part. If I were to take each all 36 parts and put them in the correct places and clamp them in tightly and waited, just stood there and watched it, how long would it take it for it to weld itself together? I wouldn't be working there very long because nothing would ever get done. I'd load the fixture and I'd wait. And then I'd come in and load the fixture and wait. And nothing would ever weld because there's no application of power. No power. The pieces are there, but there's no power. We have no power. God's power bonds us together. Look at Ephesians 1, 18 through 23. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? We help put the pieces there, but God's power puts them together. I was going to ask, I don't know how many of you know how to weld. What's one thing that can make a weld weak? A lack of heat. If you have, I'm going to draw you another nasty picture. If you have two pieces that you want to weld together, and you don't put enough heat in, a normal weld should penetrate into the base metal and join them together. A weld that is too cool won't penetrate. It just sits. It looks okay. It might be a little bubbly, but it looks okay. But as soon as you stress that weld, it will break. The two pieces of metal weren't bonded together well enough. If the base metal isn't heated adequately, the weld won't penetrate the base metal and the bond is weak. It's just that surface that's holding it together. The same applies to us if we don't let God's power and love penetrate deeply into our hearts. Our bond will be weak. His power must penetrate to hold. Even a strong weld over time and under stress can become weakened and break. There's no way to prevent this. Like all things, age will affect it. All that can be done is to check the welds for signs of stress and small cracks. Over time, our bond with God can weaken as well. We must make sure to check ourselves and to reinforce our attachment to Him. Yeah, 2 Timothy 4:14 through 15. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. He fell away. He did not check his bond. 1 Timothy 1:18 through 20. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightst war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Did these men at one time serve God? Did they check their bond? It may look good, but with time, it will break, unless checked. The ultimate weld. The ultimate weld will never break. Will never weaken. The two will be as one forever together. The ultimate weld, as far as this goes, you won't find it. You won't find it. It's unattainable. Every weld has a flaw. Almost every weld will break. Eventually. But our ultimate bond with God is promised to us. He promises us that if we're willing, if we will draw close to Him, if we will be made clean, if we will trust in His power, and we make sure to check our bond, it won't break. Jesus died on the cross. To make that possible. To make that power available to us, to make us clean, so that we could be welded to God. Tonight, if you haven't taken advantage of Christ's sacrifice, if you have not made the decision to be welded to Him, we invite you to do so now as we stand and sing.